You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into another edition of the Winter KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. I'm Daniel Versteg, and we'll be talking boys basketball here on this edition of the Coach's Corner, previewing the upcoming season that begins on Monday already for Galen Catholic boys. The Lamar's boys start on Tuesday. So my first guest will be Mike Langle. He is the head coach of the Galen Catholic boys basketball team. They open the year Monday against Lawton Bronson. They'll be home for that contest. They'll be home on Thursday against Cherokee, and they'll have their first road test on Friday, heading east to Marcus to take on MMCRU. Dave Irwin's crew will be opening the season on Tuesday at Unity Christian, and then they'll be in Missouri River Conference play on Friday when they host Sergeant Bluff Luton. We'll have the coverage on Tuesday of the the Bulldogs and the Knights, Lamar's and Unity Christian, and then we'll pick up the Jays Thursday and Friday again when they host Cherokee and head to Marcus. This edition of the Coach's Corner is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Again, if you miss any edition of the Coach's Corner at all, any week, we'll have those archived for you on our website, KLEM1410.com. So make sure you keep logged on to that in case you want to hear the full interviews. We'll use these interviews to preview the season coming up on Monday and Tuesday as well. So some great discussions to have with Mike Langle, Galen Catholic head boys basketball coach, and Dave Irwin, head coach of the Lamar's boys basketball team as well. So again, our broadcast schedule coming up this week: Tuesday, Lamar's at Unity Christian for the doubleheader; Thursday, Cherokee at Galen Catholic for the doubleheader; and then Friday, Galen Catholic and MMCRU for a doubleheader in girls and boys basketball. Well, let's take a short break. We will come back and we'll get Mike Langle on the line. He is the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, previewing the upcoming 2022-2023 Jays basketball season. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner, and it's right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
KLEM1410.com wants to be your homepage. We bring news, sports, and event information to your computer or handheld device every day thanks to the support of businesses like Floyd Valley Healthcare, Total Motors, and Premier Communications. Always find the information you need at KLEM1410.com.
Find out what's happening this holiday season by looking at one handy brochure. It's the KLEM Holiday Happenings Guide, and it's here, filled with seasonal events and activities from communities all around Clemland. You'll find information about things like Christmas in Hometown Lamar's, Christmas Acres, the Lighted Christmas Parade, Bethlehem Revisited, the Pioneer Village Christmas Wonderland, and the Galen Catholic and Lamar's Community Holiday Concerts. Plus so much more. Listings of events in Marcus, Kingsley, Brunsville, Orange City, Sioux Center, Remsen, and Hinton. Get your free copy today at sponsor locations, including Lamar's Dental Center, TenCorp Incorporated, Collective and Company, Piece of Cake, Floyd Valley Healthcare, the Brown Century Theater and Gift Shop, and Toto Motors. Get your KLEM Holiday Happenings Guide today while supplies last. From 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back with another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. It's brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us first on the Coach's Corner today, he is the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. That is Coach Mike Langle, as his team opens the season on Monday, hosting Lawton Bronson, and that has a busy week with games Thursday and Friday as well. Cherokee, MMCRU on the schedule. Coach, first of all, it's great to talk with you again about your squad, what the Jays have planned in store. What's been the first couple of weeks of practice look like for you guys?
Hey, hi, Daniel. Glad to be back. Yeah, got it going this week. It's been, or last week, I should say. It's been kind of nice. I got 10 seniors this year, so drills seem to be going pretty smooth, and which allowed us to kind of step into some, you know, finer details of the game probably earlier in most years with that many seniors and then the five juniors. Yeah, they're pretty used to what we work on, what we do for practice, pretty used to things, and which allowed us to spend a little more time in different areas, which has been really nice.
Boy, 10 seniors, you know, in 1A basketball especially, that's kind of unheard of with a lot of programs. Have you ever had, you know, this many seniors on a roster and been able to get, you know, into the finer details this early?
No, not even close. There's been a few years we've had, you know, five or six or seven. Trying to think just off the top of my head, the year Blake Wilchin and Colton Knipe and those guys played, we had quite a few seniors that year. But we did have a couple junior starters that year also. But, yeah, that year would probably compare to this year as far as, you know, getting things done early and fast, you know, like we have this year.
Well, it's a great opportunity. I mean, I'm just looking up and down your juniors from last year. I mean, the amount of high quality seniors, the amount of guys who got so much playing time. When you talk about diving into, say, you know, the finer details or you know, being able to skip a couple of steps in the process, maybe, I guess, what does that look like versus, you know, having to bring in a whole new group of guys into the varsity lineup? Does it just mean you're going a lot further in depth, or what does that look like for you guys?
Oh, I guess you know, you got 2 weeks to get everything in, and with kids knowing the basics coming into camp, it just allows us more time to, like I said, finer details, working on our offense maybe a little more, you know, breaking that down a little harder than maybe other years where we just kind of try to get everything in and hope for the best on the first game or so, and just keep working on those finer details, you know, as the season goes on, where we've had a little more opportunity, I would, you know, this year to just to start on working on those things right away, defensively, just having more time to dedicate towards defense instead of, you know, spending so much time. I mean, you got out of bounds plays, you got, you know, plays, you got half the end of the second. Now this year too, which kind of threw us a little bit, which took a little more time, is with the 35-second clock. But I figured the whole state of Iowa has that same deal going on. But with throwing the 35-second clock in there, it we had to spend extra time. You know, how are we going to handle this 35-second clock, and what are we going to do? And so that took some extra practice time. But like I said, I figured the whole state of Iowa's got that same deal going on. So, I wasn't too worried about that.
No, absolutely. But it is, I've talked with, Brandon and Cody over at Lamar's Community, and I'm sure I'll talk about it with Dave here on the program as well. That 35-second shot clock, while most teams probably won't see the end of that in most possessions, it's still something you have to contend with. How have the boys been adjusting to that and getting used to it being in play and something, just another thing they kind of, have to keep their eye out for?
Yeah. The 35-second clock to me is a huge, huge thing. Traditionally we push the ball and try to score fairly quick, but you got to start thinking about that in the long run. Do you want to do that? We're going to do that. Don't get me wrong. We're going to push and try to find something. But if it ain't there, do we want to shoot up a bad shot right away? Or maybe not a high, I shouldn't say bad shot. There's no bad shots, but a high quality shot. Maybe not a high quality shot right, within the first 10 or 15 seconds. Or do you want to, look for something good and then try to get a high quality shot where, and then you got to go down and play defense, So some teams will probably work that 35-second clock. I can name a few right off the top of my head. I'm not going to name them, but some teams will work that thing, make you play defense for 30 seconds, 30, whatever it is. And that's exhausting to play defense that long. We've been working on it all fall, working defense for 35 seconds because at least we know there's – at least we know there's a shot at least after 35 seconds. So you watch a lot of college games and whatever, but you watch the coaches' techniques on how to use that clock, and it's going to take a little getting used to, but I think eventually it'll be the same thing in the high school.
Mike Langle with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. I'm talking about the upcoming season. Let's talk about what you got coming back, because I think weapons wise, there's not a more potent team coming back probably in the area. You get Bondo back, you get Keaton Logan back, and you get another year of experience for guys like Ryan Augustine and Gabe Wilchin. I'm sure I'm going to miss some other guys, Drake DeRocher. I could just keep going on and on down your bench, but all those guys, having a year of varsity experience, having a year where, they probably fell, short of where they wanted to end the season. How much is that going to fuel them to hopefully have a better season this year? Hopefully, get back to the expectations this team has.
Daniel, I think. Yeah, like Keaton's going to be a four-year starter this year. Keaton and Drake, a couple of years for sure. Drake bounces in and out of there for a while. And then Ryan started all year last year. Ryan's really come into camp this year, really focused, and you can just see the improvement, the maturity that he's gained. Gabe coming back, he'll be a junior in this group, but he's really worked hard on the off season, but getting back to those Keaton and Drake and Bondo, it's a nice threesome on the guard court. They really work together good, I believe, as far as that, the whole team has been working together. I think this senior group and the few juniors that are out there with them, they really get along good on and off the court. They seem like they just mesh. It's kind of, hopefully I'm not saying this too early, but the mesh that they've had so far in practice is something you strive for maybe after 5 or 6, 7, 8 games. And I'm hoping that that continues on and mm-hmm. continues to grow. And one thing about this group, and they've told me this, that they don't care who scores. They don't care. They just want to play good basketball. They want to win the game at the end. And whoever gets the points. They're just in there to work together and get the W or play well throughout the whole game. And hopefully the W comes at the end.
Well, absolutely. I mean, unselfish basketball is the best basketball to watch. How crisp has, you know, the ball movement been and the, you know, offense looked? I know it's only 2 weeks. I know you're going up against, you know, guys in the same jersey as you. But how have you seen that, you know, unselfishness play out on the court with your ball movement and you know, like you said, trying to get everybody involved offensively?
It's been going good. I'm going to say right now that our second team has done a great job. That's Cameron Corbin, who recently got hurt and is probably out for a while, but he did start. Jackson Kramer, Landon Ryder, Carter Kellen, Zane mm-hmm. Whelan. Those guys have been doing a great job pushing this first team. And they've done very well defensively, offensively. I mean, a couple of practices ago, we had a battle because we're working on our defense. And those guys, you know, they know they're probably not can't out-drive these guys, but they do a better job of passing the ball and stuff, which really worked our defense really well. And those type of things are huge in my mind, that they can keep doing that. And so we've learned a lot from that. I'm going to say the second team, that the kind of guys that are going to come in and replace some of these starters throughout the course of the year. We've done a great job as those guys pushing these starters to be better, and they have. I think it's last night we had a really good defensive set with our starters, because they knew that this second team would take them to the cleaners if they didn't step up and play well. And so they did. They stepped up and did what they had to do. And that's the little things in practice that you notice that, hey, that's a good thing.
Well, and defensively too, Mike, I know for, you know, in some of your bigger games last year, the defensive execution wasn't always there and didn't always come through at times. To see it, at least in the early going, be, you know, something that the guys are striving to be better at and striving to execute at, that's got to give you a lot of, you know, hope and encouragement for potentially future games down the line, that they're going to be able to, you know, execute just the same on defense.
Yeah, that's right. We've spent probably more time on defense, maybe not more, but they know they have to get better. We know as a team we have to be better defensively. We know that, and our kids know that. So when it comes time for defensive drills, they focus in and they know that they have to listen and do the things that we did. And last year a little bit was my fault. We did some different defenses, which I think the clarity between the players weren't always there. So this year I simpled it up again. We're going to do just the same thing. And that way, hopefully everybody knows exactly what they have to do in every situation. And in every 35-second time clock, there's a lot of different situations. But hopefully they know and they help and they talk and they get through it. And hopefully I can see some improvement already. I'm not going to say that we're where we got to be, but I can see some improvement. And hopefully we can just keep carrying on and getting better as the season goes defensively.
Mike Langle's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. They open their season on Monday against Lawton Bronson. You know, one of the things that you mentioned, you know, talking about the guys who are coming back and things like that is hearing, you know, Ryan and Gabe having great camps down in the post for you. And I say this with all due respect to them and not, you know, as an insult in any way, but in times, in big times anyway, the post was not always your strongest position last season. those guys now getting better, whether it's rebounding, whether it's their post offense, post defense, what have you, how much more improved will that make you having those two stronger and more, you know, more of a presence down there in the paint?
I think it's, you know, they've both got, and I'm going to throw one more name in there, and we don't, Carter Kellen has come into, I think, in this camp, ready to play. So he brings a little more size. He's actually probably our biggest player. But the three of them, I really think, you know, I think they knew that. We've actually talked about it. And I think they've worked very hard to be better defensively and offensively, and I've seen it show so far in practice. So they're all bigger and stronger and faster. You know, I don't know how much bigger they are. They've grown maybe a half inch or inch, but that's enough. And mm-hmm. if they can use their bodies and stuff defensively and offensively, so I'm hoping that's not going to be a. I don't think it will. I think it's going to be a weak part of our game this year with those guys in there. I can rotate pretty freely with that and keep them fresh and keep a, you know, a big kid. You can keep a fresh body on him and wear him out if we can. I mean, if anybody's going to guard Ryan Augustine, you better get your track shoes on because that guy can run down the floor. So he does that for us. And so, Carter brings a left hand and a nice rebounding point of the game, you know, and post defense. And Gabe brings more of a free, you know, he can play more of a four position, but can go down low. He can get outside. He can shoot the three pretty nice. He can bring it in and drive the ball. So we got kind of three different looks there from three different guys, which I think that's going to be a pretty nice rotation.
It absolutely will be. It's going to be fun to watch those guys down there. Mike Langle's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball here on the Coach's Corner. Something you talked to me all throughout the season, Mike, was mental toughness and how the guys at times – you know, it weren't meeting expectations, and at times they showed their mental toughness. It was a give and take with both. This year, I know it's only 2 weeks, what kind of signs have you seen maybe that at least through the first couple of weeks of practice and hopefully through this first week of games, they've shown that they've matured mentally and they've matured in their toughness mentally?
Yeah, and I think when you say that, one player that we haven't even talked about that is going to be a starter and another senior is Connor Kraft. Kind of skipped over him when I went down through the list. I missed him, but he brings that. He was a quarterback on the football team. Doesn't say a lot. He just shows by his actions. And he drags, you know, I think the mental toughness, that's one thing we've been kind of working on in practice. And I think our post players bring a lot of nice mental toughness to the game, and Bondo and Keaton Logan's always been mentally tough, and Drake, they're coming right along with it, and so they're getting that. To me, that mental toughness and starts on the defensive end, and if you can say, you know, try to beat me or whatever you got to do to get that toughness going, and then it'll carry right over into offense.
You mentioned, you know, Connor as a leader there. It sounds kind of like, and I don't want to assume anyway, that maybe he's stepped into the role that Dylan Lehman had last year for you as a guy who doesn't stuff the stat sheet by any means, but he just kind of leads. And obviously Dylan was hurt last year, so that kind of impacted things. Having Dylan Lehman last year was invaluable. With Connor stepping up into a role kind of like that, how valuable will that be for you?
Yeah, I would agree. I've never thought of it that way, but I think he is. He's that kind of a player. You know, two different kind of players, but as far as the leadership and things like that, Dylan was probably a little more vocal, but Connor just... he just grins and goes on his way. Like I said, he sets by an example, especially on the defensive end. I brought kids out, Drake, for instance. You know, we always work with Drake and Bonderson on defensive things, and I brought him out with and just said, just watch Connor, watch what he does in there. Just stand here and watch him how he plays defense. And they've sat there and watched him, and they shake their head. And I said, well, that, you know, that's what you need to be more like. You got to get more like him on the defensive end. And so hopefully that all works. And if it does, you know, I think we'll be successful that way.
I think so as well. Busy week for you. This will be the last thing we touch on. Busy week, Monday, Thursday, and Friday. You don't pull any punches to start the season. What do you got to see out of your guys here in these first three games, this first week of competition? What do you need to see from them to show you they're ready to play, they're ready to go at it, and they're ready for a nice season?
I feel pretty confident right now. Sitting here, it's probably the most confidence I've sat here for a few years as far as the opener. I think having that the older group of players and the things we've gotten done in practice, I hope this don't blow up my face. I think I feel pretty confident that we're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. That Monday game, you know, getting things started. And then we got a couple practices in between the next two games, which I kind of like that way. Got to get that first one done, take a look at it, look at some game film, talk about it, work on a few things. And then, you know, the Cherokee game, I think we went in overtime with that group last year and ended up getting a win. And Marcus is going to be a lot better. Marcus is going to be a tough team, I think, this year. And we have to go over in their gym, which is always a difficulty for me mm-hmm. or for our teams. I shouldn't say me, but for our teams. And so to go over there and get a win on a Friday night is going to be, hopefully that all works out, and then we'll get right away into the second part of the second half or second week of the season.
Absolutely. We take it one week at a time, one game at a time. Coach, we always appreciate talking to you. Best of luck to you guys as you start the season, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for covering us again this year.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Mike. And that's Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. When we come back, Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, will join us on the Coach's Corner. We're back after this here on KLEM.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for anytime at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. The Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to us by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. I'm Daniel Versteg, and now pleased to be joined by the other boys basketball coach in town, Lamar's Community Head Coach Dave Irwin. The Bulldogs getting started on Tuesday on the road at Unity Christian. We'll have the coverage for you right here on KLEM Radio and with the video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We'll look forward to that. But first of all, Coach, 2 weeks of practice under your belts and guys working hard. What kind of things have you seen out of the first couple weeks?
Yeah, you know, the guys are doing what I've asked them to do. It's a whole different year for not only myself, but obviously for our team in general. You know, this is one of the first times in all the years I've been coaching where I don't return at least one guy that saw significant minutes the previous right. year. So it's a new experience for a lot of these guys. The learning curve's pretty steep, and you know, I've been pleased with with the effort. I've experienced some frustration along the way as well, but you know, we're looking forward to getting rolling and just kind of see where we're at, see what we got to do, and try to move forward from there. It's always tough to learn as you go along, but you know, with the group we have, that's kind of what's going to have to happen.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, not returning any guys with minutes from last year is tricky. How does that change what you need to do in the first couple weeks of practice? So we heard Mike talk about how they can, you know, dive into the finer details. I'm sure you're just starting with the details first of all, and then you can dive into it.
Yeah, you know, and again, this is fairly new for me. The last time I had a situation like that was 21 years ago when I took the Lamar's job, and that was just simply because I hadn't been here before and trying to learn everything new. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, I go back to the first three or four practices, and I already felt like I was three or four practices behind. So, it's a whole different deal. We got guys that not only are just new to the program, but new obviously to the varsity play, and it's like starting from scratch. We have guys that are familiar with some of the things that we do, and familiar with me in general, but on the day-to-day aspect of things, everything's kind of new to these guys. So it's And I felt some frustration. They certainly are feeling some frustration because I would certainly like to be way further ahead than what we are. But, you know, one thing I can promise you is we are going to be a different team following Christmas than we are going to be before. So, you know, it's been interesting to say the least.
Well, absolutely. We're chatting with Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Let's see what you got this year. I mean, you know, there's a few seniors on here. There's a few juniors ready to take the reins. Luckily, all the guys' names I see on here, I know are tremendous athletes. So you're not losing anything athleticism wise. What kind of things are they strong with? Or could you see yourselves being stronger on the perimeters, a better defensive team? What kind of things have you seen as a strength so far?
I think a lot of those things that you mentioned are to be determined. The one thing I do know is this group is extremely, extremely competitive. They want to win. They're going to play hard. But kind of how we do things is, you know, we got to depend on every single individual. There's not a lot of individual stuff defensively. You know, we play a team defensive concept where if one guy's not in the right spot, it's going to affect the other four. So it's the little things like that. And the guys are more than willing to learn. And it's one of those things that takes time. That's the hard part about Iowa basketball is, you know, we're at the most, we would have 12 practices before we play a game. And that's just fine if you're returning numerous guys, but when you're starting from scratch, and a lot of people have to do it, I'm not feeling sorry for us by any means, but when you have to start fresh, that's not really enough time to get everything in that you would really, really want to. So these guys, they're trying. We are, you know, we're kind of stuck in the middle on a lot of different things on both the offensive and defensive end, but it's nice that I'm able to see some progress up to this point. You know, we want to push the basketball, but we try to push it and get in a hurry where we make some mistakes that way offensively. We just need to slow ourselves down, take our time a little bit. And the hard part about that is now we have a shot clock to contend with. So I want us to push the basketball, but I also want us to show a little patience and not get in a big hurry. It's a fine line, and I'm asking an awful lot of these guys being just new to varsity basketball.
Yeah, what a perfect storm, huh? New 35-second shot clock, but not a whole lot of guys returning and getting them used to varsity basketball. What have you seen, I guess, with that shot clock in mind, what have you seen out of the you know, how the game progresses with it, you know, how offenses respond to it? Because while, you know, it's something you got to keep in mind, 35 seconds is still a lot of time to try and get a shot off. How have you seen it kind of, you know, come into play so far?
you know, you and I talked about that the other night during the Galen girls game, that 35 seconds is an awful lot of time, but it's still in the back of the minds, not only myself as a coach, but it's certainly in the back of the minds of the players. 35 seconds, it still has that, that doesn't have a minute associated with it. You still hear seconds and you're thinking, oh goodness, I gotta move a little quicker. I gotta do things, make my decisions a little quicker. I really truly think as we get moving, it's not going to be as big a deal as what maybe people might think,
right,
just because of the significant amount of time. I mean, 35 is an awful lot. And, I think it's just one of those getting used to it. And, you know, as practice progresses and, you know, we get involved into games and you watch that tick down a little bit, we'll have specific plans that we're going to do when we get under 10 seconds and things like that. But I think it's just another learning curve for these guys to figure out, okay, we don't necessarily need to hurry. It's one of those things that's meant for teams that want to hold the basketball for 2 or 3 minutes. And you know, I grew up in Indiana, and that basketball out there is kind of a controlled type of game. I've seen games where they're 32-28, and that's miserable to watch. And I think that's what this is intended to do, is to take away some of the things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen a fair share of those 30-20 type games in Iowa as well. Yeah, they are not fun, and I'm glad the shot clock is in play. You guys have gotten the opportunity to, while not be a true game necessarily, you have been able to scrimmage a couple of opponents. You've gotten to be able to, you know, finally play somebody other than yourselves, I guess. What have you been able to take out of, you know, those experiences when you went down to East and, you know, you went across town, and what has that shown you?
It's shown me that we still have a long way to go on a lot of different things, but you know, you got to see different people just to make those steps forward. You know, when you're playing the same guys that know what you're trying to do offensively and know where you're supposed to be defensively, it makes practices get kind of mundane, and then even to a certain extent ugly, because yeah, you know, it's nature for guys to want to cheat. You know, there's a play called and you want to jump a gap or jump a passing lane. I mean, you're going to do that. So it's a little bit harder to see where we are in terms of progress on a daily basis. So, you know, we're to the point where we do need to see some different people. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do that. I was able to make some plans and say, okay, we're way back on the defensive end, and we need to, again, hit the brakes a little bit offensively and just kind of slow ourselves down. So those are some of the things that I've found out. I do know that we have guys that are extremely capable. But again, it's a whole different ballgame than what I'm generally accustomed to.
Absolutely. Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. With not returning guys, this probably makes this question a little bit more difficult, or makes it, you know, something you had to actually think about here at the beginning of the year, and the guys maybe had to think about a little bit. Who has stepped up as, you know, some of those leaders, whether it's the vocal guys or the guys who lead by example? You do have a handful of seniors, but I could also see some of these juniors being very impactful for you. Who's been kind of the leader so far that you've seen?
Kind of all of them. You know, these guys have good chemistry. They really do like each other. They enjoy each other. We have a lot of communication in practice, and that's not necessarily normal. There's been years that we have, you know, it's like pulling teeth to get people to communicate with each other. Kind of all of these guys. You know, I've been really pleased with a guy like Connor Jalis. Braden Drecklin certainly is not afraid to talk and to try to show some leadership. Drew Gallus. I mean, we have a number of guys that, and you know, it's natural for a kid like Tegan Kazel coming off a nice football year as a quarterback. I think naturally those individuals kind of slide into a leadership role, but you know, it's just been from top to bottom. We have guys that are willing to do that. And, you know, we have a kid that's not been a part of our program. He's come from Ireland. His dad was Lamar's community grad back in the 80s, and that's Ben Martin, who's Again, you throw a nice talent like him in, but everything is new, and he's done a nice job of trying to fit in and the willingness to communicate and ask questions, and guys have been done a really nice job of trying to bring him along with everybody. So to really answer your question, all of them. It is frustrating, but it's not like the guys are not trying to do what I want them to do, and that's the fun part. It's one of the reasons I decided to do this again, because I knew we were going to have a situation like this. It's fun and frustrating all at the same time.
It definitely brings out every aspect of coaching, and it's one of those tricky scenarios, one of those fun scenarios to kind of go through. And you mentioned a guy like Ben Martin. You were telling me like we talked about at the Galen game. You were telling me about him, and man, what a story he's got. I mean, you talked about the guys that have been welcoming him in. How has he been doing with everything? Trying to learn the area, learn how you play basketball, the competition out here. How has that been going for him so far?
Well, you know, I talked about all the guys having a fairly steep learning curve. Now add somebody in that's played international basketball his entire life and trying to figure out, there's some different rules in international basketball that aren't necessarily part of the basketball that we play. And he's trying to not only learn a whole new system, so to speak, with new plays, new ideas, maybe a different philosophy. He's trying to adapt to some different rules. So it's going to be hard for him, and he's going to be an outstanding player. But he's of all the people, he's probably going to need the most time just because of the newness of everything.
You know, one position, obviously, missing Caleb is going to be a tough thing for you guys from last season. But I think another tough part is missing a Connor Calhoun down there and a Reese Spieler or whatever. And I look at who you guys got, kind of tabbed to be your big man down there in a Caden Milbrode or a Dylan Walking Eagle. What have those guys shown you in practice about their ability in the post and their ability to hopefully kind of continue what Cade had going last year?
Well, with completely different types of players, when you have long, lean, and super athletic to bigger and stronger, maybe not quite as quick. And, we have some young guys too, and a Drew Gallus who, he's not 6'6", 6'7". He's 6'3", maybe 6'4". And then you throw in an Andrew Fafita. So we're able to provide some different looks. The one thing I will say is a few of these guys really, really play with a little bit of an edge, and it's stuff that you can't necessarily teach, which is kind of fun to see. But also, you got to have a little bit bigger grasp on them or control over them just so they don't, teeter on the wrong side of that edge.
Dave Irwin with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Looking ahead to this season, talking about you guys, and obviously tons of question marks and tons of things to figure out. Another thing to figure out is how to play basketball in a conference like the Missouri River. You go night in and night out, toe-to-toe with some of the best this end of the state has to offer you. What's the look like in the conference? Have you gotten an ability to kind of see maybe – how competition will look for you this year?
Well, I just look back on what I know teams had a year ago and what I know they have coming back. And in all honesty, we're the team that lost the most. So we're the ones obviously kind of coming from behind. Heelan's going to be better. Sergeant Bluff's got almost everybody back. East is going to be solid, like they have been there. I believe they have their two best players back. I know AL graduated quite a bit, obviously, with the Dix kids sitting over at Iowa, but I know they also had a couple move-ins that they're going to count on. Sioux City West is I think they're really, really solid. They're super athletic and, obviously a year older, a year more mature. I think they're going to be a team to handle. Top to bottom, I think the conference is probably going to be as strong as it has been since we've been in the conference. So obviously that's kind of daunting with the stage that we're in. But the best part about it is I have a bunch of kids that really, really like to compete. So they'll view all that as a challenge, and hopefully we're able to turn the corner a little bit and start to get to where we want to get to.
Well, absolutely, and the challenge picks up for you right away on Tuesday out of conference, heading up to Orange City to take on Unity Christian, and then obviously Sergeant Bluff on Friday. This week of competition obviously will open some eyes. It will highlight weak points. It'll emphasize strong points, things like that. What do you hope to see out of the guys from a competition standpoint in their first couple of games this week, and just what they need to be doing?
Well, you know, you play games, and Tuesday it starts where wins and losses matter. Mm-hmm. And I want to win as much as anybody. But for me right now is I want to see us progress. I want to see us taking steps forward. Because if we continue to do that, then the other stuff, the wins kind of take care of itself. And again, you know, it's, I just want to see us improving on a daily basis. I want to see us trying to do the things the right way. I want to try to see us get all on the same page, with what we're trying to do defensively and what we need to do offensively. And, just try to get some organization, you know, figure out where I'm going to go. I really feel like there's 11, 12, 13 guys that could earn some minutes. However, the hard part with all that is only five guys can play at a time, and that's kind of on me, and it's the guys are going to make it tough.
Absolutely. The one thing we know, they will show fight, and they'll show competition, and they'll come out ready to play, as you always have them ready to go. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck this week, and we'll chat with you on Tuesday.
Certainly appreciate it, Daniel. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You as well. That is Dave Irwin. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball in the Coach's Corner. We'll be back to wrap up this program and get you on your way after this here on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
And we're back one final time here to wrap up the KLEM Coach's Corner for another Saturday here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM KLEM. Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by our friends at Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, as well as Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to Mike Langle, Dave Irwin, Galen Catholic, and Lamar's Community Boys Basketball coaches, respectively, for their time on the Coach's Corner as they bring to us biweekly throughout the basketball season. Of course, the girls' coaches will get on the hot seat next week as they will have 2 weeks of competition under their belt. A lot of question marks through these first couple of coaches' corners, obviously just trying to see what you got through practices and figure things out. But, hey, we'll have some concrete answers and concrete things to talk about with the girls' coaches coming up next week, and then the boys' coaches to follow. And we'll follow that routine throughout the season until it becomes unnecessary, say, at the end of the season with postseason play and things like that. So, again, a reminder of our upcoming broadcast schedule for the basketball schedule as we go full bore into the basketball season. Coming up on Tuesday night, we'll bring you Lamar's Community Girls and Boys Basketball, the season opener for the Bulldog Boys, the second game of the year for the Bulldog Girls, and they'll be in Orange City to take on Unity Christian. Our coverage will be scheduled to begin around 5:45, scheduled girls tip-off at 6 o'clock. Of course, with basketball season, those times are a little bit fluid just because of the JV games that precede our varsity contest, so keep that in mind whenever we mention a basketball time throughout the year, that it can be fluid. It's not quite as set in stone, say, as the football times are or things like that. JV games can always throw us off schedule a little bit. But if you get yourself, if you get your radio tuned in at about 5:45, know within, you know, a good amount of time, we'll get things up and rolling for our basketball coverage. So that is on Tuesday. Lamar's at Unity Christian for a doubleheader. And then the Jays will take over our airwaves on Thursday and Friday. Galen Catholic hosting Cherokee. I'm going to be a good test for Coach Shecker's squad, the Cherokee girls ranked in the top 15. And then, as you mentioned, as Mike mentioned in his interview, the Braves and Jay boys went to overtime last year in Cherokee. So two teams that were very well evenly matched. Going to be another a great doubleheader there on Thursday night. And then, as we talked about as well, MMCRU's on the docket on Friday for the Galen Catholic girls and boys in Marcus. We'll be happy to bring the coverage to you right here on KLAM Radio. Going to be another great test for the Galen girls. And as Coach Langle said, the MMCRU boys are much improved as well. Looking forward to seeing what the Royals have in store for the Jays coming up on Friday. All three of those doubleheaders, we are planning to bring you a video stream of on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. So look forward to that as well. You can watch the game with our commentary over it, or you can listen to the game, of course, right here on KLAM Radio as you can each and every time we bring you a contest. We're also online at KLAM1410.com. Of course, outside of those contests, the schedule looks like this. Of course, the Bulldogs at Unity Christian Tuesday. They will host Sergeant Bluff Luton on Friday. That's a girls and boys basketball Missouri River Conference doubleheader. Of course, that is in the Lamar's Competition Gym. The Bulldog boys wrestling team, they get their schedule going on December 1st, and that, of course, is a Thursday. The Bulldog Grapplers open up in Sioux City with a double duel against Bishop Heelan and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Then they are at the Hinton Tournament on Friday. The Bulldog girls wrestlers, they head up to Humboldt right away on Monday for a duel against the Wildcats. Then they'll be in Audubon for a tournament on the 3rd. That is a Saturday, of course. And then the Bulldog Bowlers open their season. They'll host Sioux City North on Monday. The Galen Catholic basketball schedule, technically for the boys, it opens up on Monday. They'll host Lawton Bronson. That's a girls and boys doubleheader. And then, of course, Cherokee and MMCRU on the schedule coming up. So, again, the Coach's Corner is coming to you every Saturday morning throughout the season, starting at right away at 8:05 here on this Saturday morning. That'll do it for another edition of the Coach's Corner. Once again, this program has been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the KLAM Coaches Corner. For all of us at KLAM Radio and for KLAM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.